Now to the U.S. Coast Guard. After reports of a softening in policy on displaying hate symbols like swastikas, the agency scrambled to clarify its position. Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has the story. Good morning, Pierre.
George, good morning. Today, the Coast Guard is dealing with controversy after a newly published policy seemed to suggest that it was doing away with classifying a number of extremely offensive symbols as hate. And guys, we're talking about some of the worst symbols you can think of, including swastikas and nooses. A Coast Guard document dated November 2nd states that such symbols would be classified as harassment rather than as hate incidents. Quote, conduct previously handled as a potential hate incident, including those involving symbols widely identified with oppression or hatred, is processed as a report of harassment. The terminology hate incident is no longer present in policy. Guys, to say the least, that document led to a lot of confusion and led to a Washington Post headline stating that the Coast Guard would no longer classify swastikas and nooses as hate symbols. Not so, says the U.S. Coast Guard. The agency sent a notice to the workforce Thursday evening, bluntly stating that such symbols in any public settings are considered hate and would not be tolerated and would result in severe discipline, though the order made clear that such private settings like homes are not covered by the policy. Acting Coast Guard Commandant Kevin Lindy issued an order overnight reminding all Coast Guard personnel that, quote, divisive or hate symbols and flags are prohibited.